Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, O Lordy. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, O Lordy. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me, O Lordy, do Lord. Yeah, that's what I felt like this whole day. I mean, this is wonderful. The glory that we see today. There's disciples, they see Jesus on the mountain, and there's Elijah, and there's Moses. Moses, who represents the law of God, the Pentateuch, the Torah. And Elijah, the prophets. Elijah, who didn't die, who was taken up in a whirlwind. In fact, ancient discoverers say that he was probably taken up in a spaceship. But that's another sermon. But suddenly they were looking, and there was Moses and Elijah, and they disappear. And there's Jesus. There's Jesus. Wow. You know, this is wonderful. But then I in my age, I think about, gee, this is March. I mean, yeah. This is the last Sunday of Epiphany. Where's it gone? But I don't know about you, but with the way the world's going, I needed Epiphany. I needed to hear about the three wise men coming with their gold and frankincense and myrrh to the baby Jesus. That God became incarnate in Jesus. I needed to hear about his baptism where the clouds part and God says, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. And to remember your baptisms, the date you were baptized, how you were baptized, and the glory of God that came to you in the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus going to a wedding feast, and people are saying, we don't have enough, we don't have enough, we're running out, no wine. And Jesus makes not only wine, but marvelous wine. Where Jesus is present, there's no need for more. There's always abundance. There's always abundance, and it's good. And that wedding feast is really a symbol of the kingdom of God, the way things are meant to be on earth and the way things will be in heaven. And then there's Peter, whose big gift is fishing. So Jesus says to Simon, you're no longer Simon, you're Peter, and you'll fish for people. That's like looking at the gifts you have, what you love to do, and to take the Holy Spirit into your heart and to do what you love to do and meet the needs out there, where your great love and the world's great needs come together. That's your witness. And then Jesus preaching about, you know, somebody takes your coat, give me your shirt. Do that to your neighbor. And he's talking about later in the same sermon, he talks about love your enemies. Love all people. Be kind to all people. And today we see the glory of Jesus, who Jesus really is. And who we're meant to be. That shouldn't be so unusual for you. I mean, if you contemplate something, you take a long, loving look at someone. And you might have seen that person 1,000 times, but suddenly in that moment, you see something special in them. I mean, I'll embarrass Joan, but I see that in her. That's why I call her Joan the Good, and I'm Fred the Bad. But she's Joan the Good. And I see that glory. And I said, she's still married to me. Thank you, Jesus. It's so wonderful. Or if you're looking at a flower, a long, loving look. Look how beautiful the flower, the miracle of the flower. And suddenly, you get enlightenment, an epiphany. Or when your baby's born. Or maybe you're singing a hymn and wow, your heart is touched. Or you're reading scripture and the words come alive for you. And it becomes the living word of God for you. There's an epiphany. It happens. Has it happened to you? Come on, give me a raise of hands. Yeah, okay. Well, Janet said last week every new day is an epiphany, right? So the disciples, they're with Jesus. Some say a year, some say 3 years. They're with him. They saw his miracles of love. They saw, heard his parables. They saw the way he ate, the way he washed his face, He went to the bathroom. They walked with him. They talked with him. They knew Jesus in a certain way. But then, one special day, Jesus calls his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, to go up the mountain with him. And notice, they stayed awake, and while they were praying, what Jesus was praying, Moses and Elijah comes to him, preparing him for his leaving this earth as he went to Jerusalem and he'd enter into his glory. And a cloud came over them. And there's Moses and Elijah, and they disappear. And there's Jesus only, glowing. And Peter, he didn't quite know what to do with this. He said, wow, you know. I can't wrap my mind around this one. This is a biggie. So, okay, I'll try to understand it. How about I'll put three booths or three dwellings or three tents, one for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. He didn't understand what he was talking about, but he tried to control it. You know, those transfiguration experiences, those epiphany experiences are to be dwelt upon, to stay with, to ponder, just like Mary pondered when Gabriel told her that she would be bearing the Son of God. She pondered these things in her heart, and Peter would have to learn this. He'd have to learn this. God's presence surrounded them in a cloud, and the voice said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." Listen. Obey. He is the way, the truth, and the life. See, Peter needed to be more like Mary to take this to heart. He wasn't there yet. He didn't realize what the Psalm 46 says, you know, "Be still and know that I am God." Hard for us. All the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week news and all the distractions, all the noise. But to be still and know the presence of God. Were you ever still and you felt something more than with you? Were you ever still when you felt a glorious presence? Were you ever still when you said, "Well, that person sitting next to me, that's not just a person, that's not a stranger. That's my brother or sister in Christ. That's a person made like me in the image and likeness of God." You are that person. The person next to you is that person. And God can reveal that to you through his Holy Spirit. And the realization that this God, this epiphany, is with you at all times. I mean, there is Ernest Hemingway who wrote A Movable Feast. And it was an autobiographical piece when Ernest Hemingway was in Paris when he was a young man, a writer, with all the artists. And he said it was wonderful. And he wrote, "You are lucky enough, if you were lucky enough to have lived in Paris as a young man, then wherever you go for the rest of your life, it stays with you. For Paris is a movable feast." This is the feast of victory for our God. You will receive it today. That feast is in you. It's a movable feast wherever you go. This transfiguration experience, the glory of God. Anytime two or more are gathered, the glory of God is there in Jesus. As the Hebrews would say, the Shekinah, the very presence of God is there. And you take it with you no matter where you go. Disciples had to remember that. Because what happens right after this? They go down the mountain with the people. Everyday problems and stresses and demonic attacks and what could the disciples do? Diddly. They couldn't do nothing. Jesus says, "Oy vey, I'm still with you guys, and you haven't learned anything yet. You had the transfiguration experience, you haven't learned anything yet." And he heals the person. They didn't realize yet that glory of God is with them and in them in Jesus Christ. And it goes with you down the mountain into everyday life. There was a priest, a very holy priest. I mean, he gave wonderful sermons, and you know people like that. You're just around them, and they get this positive energy. You know, you just feel good around people. Some people aren't like that, but I like people like that because it helps me. And the rumor was in the parish that after the Sunday services, he would ascend to heaven and talk to God. That's how he was so holy. So some teenagers heard this story and they said, okay, we want to see this priest ascend. That would be kind of neat. So they kind of shadowed him in the shadows, trying to find out where he went, what he did. So after the first Sunday, they followed him and didn't see him ascend to heaven, but he went to a parishioner's house who was sick and he took them soup. So, okay, not yet. Next Sunday, they followed him. He went to the hospital to visit people in the hospital and to pray with them. Third Sunday, he went to a young boy and girl who just lost their dad, and he took them toys. So a few weeks later, the council member said to the teenagers, did you see the priest ascend to heaven? They said, no. He brought heaven down to earth. Transfiguration is our gift to bring it down to earth. When we leave here and go down Walter's Road into Ross, McCandless, and Gibsonia, and Cranberry, and Butler, wherever we go, this feast goes with you. There are people down there who need an epiphany. There are people down there that need good news. There are people down there that need light in a dark life. I hope you read our Christ in Our Homes, but for today, I think this says it better than I can. What does that glory taking it down there look like? Well, the writer here says, following Jesus means emptying oneself, emptying of ego, submit to God. For the sake of the others, walking with those on the margins, the used, the abused, the overlooked, the persecuted, standing on the margins, standing with the poor and disenfranchised, caring for the sick and the brokenhearted, listening to those whose story and experience differ from your own, doing the hard work of dismantling prejudices in our hearts, and racism in our institutions, speaking a word of grace in the face of hate, sharing peace in a world well bent on violence. Indeed, following Jesus means opening our lives to others in love. Such love is a terrifying and beautiful way that comes from God. May the glory of this day touch your hearts, touch your soul. And as you go out and leave this place, go into the world. May that glory make your lights so shine that people will see the epiphany in you, see the transfiguration in you, and glorify your Father in heaven. Because you have a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Oh, Lordy, you have a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Let us pray. The Lord be with you. Wondrous God, empower us to share your life-altering love with the world. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.